Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports, interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me, I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everyone who's been hanging out since the beginning. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to producer Jack Stern holding it down. More importantly, thank you to you, everyone, tuning in, locked in, and listening. Whether you're listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, or a smart speaker, we appreciate you. Listen, we've gone through the gamut. We've talked about Christian McCaffrey being traded to the 49ers. We talked about Elijah Moore, his second round draft pick, already in his second year asking the New York Jets to trade him. Yeah, right. We talked about Russell Westbrook. People are about just waiting to see what happens with him with the Lakers. And then speaking of Russell's, I guess the biggest story for Russell Wilson today was that Subway had to confirm to everyone that they removed his sandwich, not because the team sucks, just because. Hey, Jack, did you hear about that?
Yeah, I think I did hear something about that.
I had no idea. I don't frequent Subway. I can't remember the last time I was there. Did you know that Subway at some point had a Russell Wilson sandwich? Did you even know that?
No, I didn't know anything about the sandwich. And who eats sandwiches with forks? Is that like a new trend or something like that? I feel like Russell Wilson is having an end of the career type of crisis.
Was that like in the commercial or something?
Yeah, he was caught eating a Subway sandwich with the fork. Maybe he can eat a Lost with the fork instead. Absolutely embarrassing. I can't imagine how pissed off everyone in Denver is right now. I mean, they're stuck with this guy till 2024 at the earliest, and all of a sudden he's eating sandwiches with forks and can't win football games. That doesn't seem like a good combination.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know that Russell Wilson had a sandwich until today. And then B, I didn't know that he was running around shooting commercials for it. And then C, I also did not know that you can no longer just buy the sandwich somewhere. And they're saying, or they're denying reports that they removed the sandwich because of, negative commentary online. I guess people like him. His family? I don't know. Somebody has to like him. We talked about Dak Prescott and his return to the Dallas Cowboys. He made it oh so crystal clear he plans on starting versus Detroit. And so, the Cowboys, a little bit of a shock. Cooper Rush goes out. He's not running around winning the games for you by himself. Cooper Rush has been able to just maintain it. Slow motion until the boss came back, until the man making $40 million a year showed up, and we're about to see him. That's Dak Prescott. He's in the building. And so coming back to a Dallas Cowboys team that is 4-2 is one hell of an accomplishment. Now, having said that, we are long enough here in the NFL season. Moving into what, week seven? We got a lot of 3-3 teams. We've had a lot of blown lead changes. But I actually want to talk to you about some teams that are just, they're in the dumps. Like, there's no resurrecting them. Unless it's Easter. I digress. If I have to think about a disappointing NFL team, Let's go to Baltimore. Let's go to the Ravens. There was so much conversation about what they could be this upcoming season. Now you got J.K. Dobbins. He's out with a knee injury. Lamar Jackson, everybody's waiting on him to be MVP. Can he do it? Does he have enough weapons to do it? It's like he improves every single season, but then he has nobody to go out there and work with. And so Baltimore, absolutely a disappointing year. Awful. Harbaugh is running around being ridiculously aggressive. The Ravens are allowing teams like the Dolphins to just blow them out in the fourth quarter and lose. It's a bad situation right now for the Ravens. Now, having said that, yeah, I would consider them to be a disappointing team. They got their work cut out for them in that regard. Lamar Jackson. Let's keep in mind, he's still playing for a paycheck, a long-term deal. And even recently, he was quite upset about losing.
We pissed off about losing. Everyone is, you know, our fans pissed off, you know, all of us pissed off. But at the same time, you know, we can't dwell on it. You know, we got to move on, get focused on the Browns. And the young guys, you know, they dialed in as well. You know, everybody focusing up. You just ready to go out there and put on the show. You know, because he's so mad.
Put on the show because he's so mad. Well, tell your defense to hold on to things, man. Do that. Disappointing NFL team? Oh, absolutely. Baltimore Ravens. Record should be better than the 3-3 they got now. Maybe they should be 6-0. Maybe. Another team, typically always with high expectations, but maybe not this go-round because he has no receivers. It's Green Bay. They're also 3-3. One of the teams in purgatory, football purgatory. The Packers lost to the Jets 27-10. Let me say that again. The Packers lost to the New York Jets 27-10. I have no idea how you do that. None. Aaron Rodgers, one of his favorite targets, even though he's old. Randall Cobb is hurt. And so where does that leave Aaron Rodgers? That leaves Aaron Rodgers in a place where even with his own ailments, he's like, listen, I can go out there and play through pain.
I can deal with pain. Pain management has been part of all of our careers. So you just learn to deal with whatever you got going on. And if you can be out there, you're out there.
Okay. Here's a nice little prize for the Green Bay Packers. Who's their next opponent? Washington. Heinicke will be back out there under center for Washington. Good luck. Green Bay couldn't have asked for a better start. NFL teams that are absolutely disappointing. Yes, Green Bay, Baltimore. I think I could keep things rolling here. What about the squad that plays in Los Angeles? No, not the Chargers, but the Rams. This is a team that just won the Super Bowl. They're 3-3. We had to deal with basically a month and a half as to whether or not Aaron Donald is going to leave. Is McVay going to leave? And everybody got paid. And even for right now, they're having these conversations. Is it worth it for us to bring Odell Beckham Jr. back in? The Rams are going to have to do something. They're going to have to make some type of decent splash. Competition is heating up just among the general managers. And so the Rams... yeah, they smash Carolina. They get a bye week, and then they play San Francisco. Yes, the team that just acquired Christian McCaffrey. Disappointing NFL teams. We saw this. Things are so bad. So terrible with Las Vegas. Their 1-4 record. This star wide receiver who is relatively mild-mannered, He just shoved the photographer down to the ground. That's how disappointing. That's how pitiful. That's how sad things are for the Raiders. But I will assume that they're used to it at this point in time. And then, to kind of wrap things up into the perfect of balls, pardon me, the most disappointing NFL team right now happens to be the team that has Russell Wilson at the quarterback position. That's the Denver Broncos. Can't muster a point, can't muster a first down. Everyone is hurt. Wilson is hurt. It's disastrous what they're all going through right now. Matter of fact, Russell Wilson, between his shoulder, his lower body, he's busted up all around. He said he's actually feeling better. Listen to this.
Feeling better every day, you know, day by day. Obviously, it happened Monday night, but I heal quick. I don't know if it's Wolverine blood or what, but getting better. I'm hoping so. I'm doing everything I can to get ready to roll, so that's always my mentality.
Oh, he found his own joke funny. It's Wolverine blood, ha ha ha. Good for him. His head coach. Now, people hate this guy's guts, and with decent reasons. They're trying to figure things out around Russell Wilson. They're trying to figure things out amongst the injuries and the problems, and it's sad. The offensive line is not all that great. The receivers are not living up to it. And so he's tasked with going out there and picking up all the slack. In the meantime, Nathaniel Hackett, thinking about the running back position with Javonte out for the year, he said Gordon will go ahead and get the start.
Yes, sir. Of course we did. It was a great talk. Love Melvin. Have so much respect for him as a pro for all he's done in this league. And we'll keep all that stuff private in there.
Will Melvin Gordon start on Sunday, or did Latavius Murray do enough to get the start?
No, Melvin will start.
Man, take a breath, why don't you? I know NFL coaches and coaches in general, they want to get to the point. They don't want to speak to you or me or anybody. They just want to get to the point and relax and chill. Well, Nathaniel Hackett, he might have an entire offseason to relax and chill, because who's expecting anything out of Denver based on what we've seen so far? They're 2-4. Russell Wilson is all broken up. The defense is, okay. They started off looking good, but I'm not all that confident they're going to come out on top. So if I have to say that there is a most disappointing team in the NFL right now, I'd have to say Denver. You traded those picks. You bring in Russell Wilson. You pay Russell Wilson. And now this man might just disappear in Walmart. Yeah, the Walmart family owns now the Broncos. I wouldn't be mad if he disappeared. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Maryland. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, JR.
What's up?
Not much, man. Hey, I did tell my sister you said hi.
Oh, well, what did she say?
No, I didn't tell you, man. She got a basketball scholarship to go to North Carolina to play, and that's where she's at now, North Carolina, and she never came home.
Beautiful. So what is she, 6'3"?
Nah, she's 6 foot.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yep, okay. Yep. But anyway, yeah. This thing with I think Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, no.
Starting. No, no. Come on now.
I'm listening. I'm trying.
He's got to be better than what we have. I mean, come on. I mean, I am so glad that he's going to start this Sunday. I'm sorry, man. That's just how I feel. And I think he's a better quarterback. you know, because we haven't seen what in the world have we seen out of what we've had? Nothing.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, hey, I'm I didn't want to see
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you that Washington, just as a team, a franchise, an organization, there's not a lot to be optimistic about.
No, there's not. There's not. I know, man. I mean, look, I'm a diehard fan, and I'm just trying to, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
And expecting the worst. I understand.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, but I think Taylor Heineke's gonna do a lot better job, to be honest with you.
Wow. No, well, we've seen him play in full time, and thank you, Tim, for calling from Maryland. We've seen Heineke out there before. It's not like they're just throwing you, me, or your next door neighbor to play quarterback or even on the offensive line. That's not the case. But it's real, real difficult. Just diving into teams that stink or might stink. Do that some other days. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Simple question. What NFL team has been the biggest disappointment up until now? What NFL team is just playing like crap in the simplest way, and you didn't expect them to? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Your call's right on the other side. Listen, we've seen enough football here in the 2022 season to just go, damn, that team sucks.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports, interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me, I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
Not to say, oh, well, let's give them some time and let's go ahead and figure this thing out. There's a lot of teams in the NFL that are 3-3. Green Bay is 3-3. Can you be surprised? Who's Aaron Rodgers consistently throwing the ball to? Nobody. The Rams, they're 3-3. They just won the Super Bowl. A little shocking, right? Just a little bit. They're on a bye right now. And when they get back to playing football, they'll take on San Francisco. Except for this time, Christian McCaffrey will be on the field. Baltimore at 3-3, a massive disappointment. It feels like every single one of their losses, they should have won. It's out here choking the game away. Las Vegas? Who would have thought that they would have been this bad? All that talk from before the season started from Derek Carr about what they were going to do, and he's tired of the criticisms, and he's going to show it, and now he has Devontae. The biggest story is when Devontae pushed the camera guy. Pitiful, sad, awful. But the most disappointing team in the NFL. It's the Broncos, man. It's the Denver Broncos. You traded for Russell Wilson. And I get it. You didn't trade him just for this season. You over here gave this man a gigantic contract extension. Are you going to get a return on your investment? I'm still trying to understand this. They have the worst offense in the NFL. Flat, period. No ands, ifs, buts. You can look it up. They have the worst offense in the entire NFL. They have a rookie head coach. They have an established coach now paired up with the rookie. It's bad. Denver is the most disappointing team in the NFL. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you and get your thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What NFL team has disappointed the most? Dimitri calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say the most disappointing team has got to be the Lions. And let me tell you why. Because in other cities, at least you guys have a team that you can think has a chance to win. We have a future. We have a dream that one day we might get Bryce Young. We have a dream that our coach won't embarrass us. And we have a dream that the refs won't embarrass our team, that the owner might sell the franchise maybe one day. We don't even have a franchise. We just have something that the media says is a team that can compete. But in reality, they can't, but we're told that they can. That's what we got.
Don't, in order to be disappointed, don't you have to set expectations? I mean, if you're a fan of the Lions, the expectations have to be so low right now. You don't care either way, no?
I mean, I personally want them to lose. Like I said, like that's Damn. My expectation. Is I hope that they lose so they get Bryce Young. So maybe they can compete because the roster that they have, it's not good enough. They have to have superstars because the players don't try for this organization. They show up and they play not to get hurt. For other cities, like, they play and they'll play to die out there on the field. Our guys, they show up just to get a paycheck. And unless we got super talented players like Calvin Johnson or Barry Sanders or Sue, we can't win. So, you know, it's a tough gig out here.
Listen, Dimitri, you don't have to tell the rest of America. We know being a Lions fan absolutely sucks. But the process is, y'all have sucked for so long. How's it a disappointment? It sounds normal. It's like one of those relationships that you can't escape. It doesn't matter what you do, you're stuck, you're cooked, you can't go anywhere. If you're a Lions fan, I'm sure that's how you feel. Dan is calling from Richmond, Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's up? This is Dane. What's up, Cowboy fan? But one of the most disappointing teams got to be the Indianapolis Colts. They in one of the weakest divisions. They got Matt Ryan. He came, and he ain't doing nothing. They just stuck. Ain't no way they should not be able to win that division with Matt Ryan.
So. I mean, it's historically been more recently between them and Houston, and you let the chips fall where they may. What were the expectations? I mean, if you look at the Colts and what they've done at the quarterback position over the past few years, especially trying to fill the hole since Andrew Luck decided to retire, it's just literally just slap whoever out there at the quarterback position. Let's find a veteran. Let's pick up. Let's fill Rivers. I mean, what are we really expecting?
Oh no, they had Carson Wentz.
Right.
He lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, at the end of the season to not go to the playoffs. Yes, and then they had Rivers before that.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man, they can't beat the Jaguars, the Titans, and the Texans.
Well, that's just a team holding on hope for nothing. I don't know if I'd call it a disappointment. I didn't expect them to do anything, Dan. It, It really stinks. Rick is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, man, I have to say, man, you are 100% correct that the Broncos are the most disappointing team. I mean, it's so bad that the fans are booing Russell Wilson, and I've never in my life have seen people leave Mile High Stadium early until this season. I mean, that's bad. I don't know if it's Nathaniel Hackett, he just doesn't have a good game plan, or Mr. Let's Ride. Uh-oh. Russell Wilson just ain't running it. I don't know, man, what's up with them, but they're taking L's almost every week.
Well, I think it's a combination of it all. It seems that Russell Wilson is banged up and injured in his arm. I think also now his hamstring. You got a first-year head coach whose mistakes have played out in front of everyone. It's just bad. The wide receivers aren't as good. We know about the injuries to the running backs. It's a disaster right now. It is a disaster for the Broncos. Do I think they'll figure things out? Yeah. Not this year, though. You can completely throw that out. Vincent called from Ohio. Go ahead, Vincent.
Hey, JR. Well, one, Browns fan, they've been pretty disappointing. Look at that defense on paper.
Is that all we're judging the Browns on? They're disappointing? I mean, this sounds odd to say. We got to wait for Deshaun Watson to come back to really judge him on anything, don't we?
Yeah, but look at the defense. I mean, it's really – Jacoby's been good except last week, and then his defense, I mean, on paper, we're supposed to be one of the better ones in the league.
Yeah, but I know defense wins championships, but is it winning you football games? And the answer is no.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
It's an offensive-driven league, and so there's not a moment or a second that goes by where I go, oh, the Browns, that I go, oh, yeah, they just got to wait for Deshaun to be eligible to go out there and play.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, I got one more thing for you. I want to hear your take on who's been the most surprising. I know we're all about disappointing. Hmm. Who's been the most surprising so far?
Well, the Eagles come to mind right away. I mean, to not have lost the game, to see the progression from Hurts just strictly as a QB, I go with the Eagles.
Yeah, you got to put the Giants up there too, though. I mean, if some of those might be fluke wins, but
yes,
they're showing out.
Yeah, they are. I actually had that conversation. I posted it on my social media. We had them on earlier this week. And thank you, Vincent, for calling from Ohio. We had Jadakiss, musician, on the line, and he's a huge New York sports fan. He's a huge sports fan in general. And he said nothing going on right now between the Giants and the Jets is a fluke. And I say to myself, yeah, they're not flukes, but, you know, every now and then somebody has to get lucky. For the New York Giants, they just historically have been more lucky than the Jets, who are basically still an infant in regards to how long the Giants have been a franchise. But every now and then, you know what they say about a broken clock? It's going to be right twice a day when it hits that 12. Jets, positive direction, Zach Wilson. Giants, still rebuilding. What do you do with Daniel Jones? What do you do with Saquon Barkley? And so, yes, I will agree with you. They are two surprising teams. I'm still just waiting on the bottom to fall out. It stinks for him. Syed calling from Houston. Go ahead, Syed.
Hey, JR. To me, the most disappointing team early on is the Cardinals. I know DeAndre Hopkins was, you know, not there till this week, but and I know, you know, Kyler Murray can only do so much, but I honestly expected more from them. And I think the most surprising team has probably been the Jets, only because they started the year with some injuries and, you know, kind of some of the other issues. And that's my take on that. And then just want to say, JR, you know, I'm from Houston and wanted to get your take. I don't know if you have time to talk about your picks in the ALCS or NLCS. You know, obviously we're going for the Astros here.
Oh,
and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, JR.
Oh, thank you so much, Syed, for calling from Houston. It's easy for me to make a prediction when one team is up 2-0 on the other one. Do I think the Yankees are going to bounce back? No, I don't. I like the Yankees. It'd be nice if they did. But I think Houston has this. And that you want to talk about disappointment. How disappointing is it right now that we don't have the Braves or the Dodgers representing the National League? All my friends in San Diego, they are thrilled. They are through the roof, as they should be. They took the Chargers away. You better enjoy, embrace those Friars, the Padres, the Fathers. Enjoy them. That's disappointing. No Dodgers, no Braves. Okay. Ark is calling from Atlanta. Go ahead.
Yo, what's going on, brother?
How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Listen, I'm a Steelers fan. I stay in Atlanta. The Steelers have been the most disappointing team in the past 4 years of professional football. Now, let me just tell you what. Ben Roethlisberger should have been gone after the 2019 season. Kevin Colbert, our GM, should have been gone probably prior to that. We never drafted an heir apparent. We knew that our offensive line was getting old. We went out and drafted beautiful young talent to play receiver and all these other things, but we had no one to deliver the ball. We had no one to block for them. We've been the most disappointing team.
No, you're just – you sound like someone who's chained up to the wall asking for abuse, man. There are worse teams to root for and support than the Steelers, who actually happen to be
– But let me ask you a question.
I don't want to hear the question. Because you sound absolutely miserable. The Steelers –
I am. Have you seen us?
Oh, well, Ark, are you going to – can I speak? Or are you going to just keep whining?
Nah, I'm not going to keep whining. I just wanted to make another point, but I'll listen to you.
No, yeah, because there are so many fans of other teams. Did you just hear what the Lions fans said?
I feel you.
Did you? Like, come on. Like, we can look at plenty of teams in the NFL that have missteps. I'm not asking you about a historical breakdown of how you feel the Steelers have been bad since Ben Roethlisberger got old, okay? I'm talking about this season. All things considered, the Steelers, they have a rookie quarterback that's been getting burned. They're building. They're in a transitional period. It happens to everyone in the NFL, okay? You'd be hard-pressed to go from one guy who's maybe likely going directly into the Hall of Fame to say, oh, man, this is going to be a smooth transition. And so, welcome to reality. I'm not going to say that the Steelers are most disappointing. Go ahead and look at all the other teams that are in the NFL, and I think you'll have an understanding, okay?
I kind of understand what you're saying, but...
Let me name some teams for you. You heard of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
They've always been a disappointment.
I didn't ask you that.
Okay.
I didn't ask you that.
All right.
You heard of them, right?
Of course I have.
Are they in a worse position than the Steelers?
I don't think so. They have a better quarterback and they have a better
No. You wanted to talk about the past 4 years. I'm talking about now.
Right now, the Jaguars are not in a
I'm not – I didn't ask you that, Ark.
You said right now.
No. Listen to me.
Okay.
I asked about right now, this season. I have you on hold. No one can hear you. You asked and brought up about 4 years of pain, and they should have done this, and they should have – I ain't asked you about all that. You want to tell me the Steelers are the biggest disappointment in the NFL? Come on. Come to planet Earth. Look at every team and then figure out where the Steelers are. Not that tough. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. You know what? When you're bad, when you really stink.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports. Interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me. I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports, interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me, I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
You know what it's time to do? Tank. The Steelers aren't even tanking. The Steelers have been trying to just rebuild things on a run. You're not the Carolina Panthers, man. There are a lot of teams that absolutely suck. And the Steelers, yes, transitional period. I'm not putting them in the toilet bin or the trash bin like some of these other teams. The Steelers are a great example of a franchise, man. Especially one with stability. NFL teams begging and wishing to be the Steelers. Perfect? No. What franchise is? You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But not the Steelers. Damn. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of a team ready to tank, we will hear from the Carolina Panthers on the other side. They're saying that they're not tanking. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we've been talking about these disappointing NFL teams. I mean, we got to be honest. Just because a team is in a down spot. Well, first, here's the deal. In order to be disappointing, you have to have expectations. That's the first thing. You were expected to do this, and it did not take place. So if you were expected to go to the playoffs and you brought in new talent and you got free agents and you suck, that's a disappointment. Being in transition is not a disappointment. Having a rookie quarterback and going through growing pains is not a disappointment. Like the Carolina Panthers, I can't call them a disappointment. I mean, we've seen the writing on the wall since Cam Newton's body started to deteriorate. It's natural. You can delay the inevitable. That don't mean it's going to stop. What's hilarious is that the Carolina Panthers, after firing Matt Rhule, sending Robbie Anderson out to Arizona, sending Christian McCaffrey out to San Francisco, is that their general manager spoke today. Scott Fitterer is his name. And he actually spoke in front of the media, and this is what he had to say. He said that the expectations of the team have not changed. Listen to this.
That's the tough part. You know, I'm not trying to tell them anything when we do that. We're doing what's best for the organization. What we would tell them is, hey, the expectations haven't changed. We're going to compete. Nothing changes about Tampa this week. So that's what we would tell them. But I'm not trying to send a message by doing this, but that's the expectation.
Oh, okay. The head coach, Steve Wilks, he spoke as well. He was asked specifically about tanking. And this is Steve Wilks. This is his response. Listen to the question and his response.
The team already struggling offensively. You guys traded away two starters over the last 5 days. There's rumors and whispers that the team may be tanking. What is the message that you conveyed to the locker room as far as what this looks like and whether they feel like this could be a lost season and like this being sacrificed for future success?
Well, I think the first thing you have to understand is that we as professionals, we take a lot of pride in what we do, coaches and players. And there's no such tank, no such thing as tanking when it comes to myself, nor the men in that locker room. Yes, we have been struggling a little bit in the past with our offense. It's an opportunity for other guys to be able to step up and make some things happen.
Oh, you don't have to be tanking, but the organization can. It comes from the top. It comes from the boss saying, I'm not putting any money into this crap. Well, let's get some assets in. Otherwise, you would have kept Christian McCaffrey. What you moving him for? Because you suck. Because there is no future. There is no hope unless you make a blank slate. And so, yeah, you as the head coach, yeah, you ain't trying to tank and lose. You're trying for a job. And he's been through this experience, unfortunately, with Arizona already. The players, the guys in the locker room, yeah, they're not trying to tank. They're worried about their own asses and their own jobs. It's not their job to tank. It's the organization's. It's further up the ladder. It's higher up on the pay scale. It's not for you. It'd be nice, and I understand why it won't happen, and I also understand why he was the man to say it. You know, we talked about Russell Westbrook earlier in the show. Somebody called up and said Russell Westbrook would be great for the San Antonio Spurs to help lead the young guys. Do I need to remind you what Greg Popovich had to say about this season? You just heard Steve Wilks in the NFL about the Carolina Panthers. He's like, yeah, we're going to keep playing and play hard. There's no tanking. This is what Greg Popovich had to say about his own squad a few weeks ago. Listen to this.
Nobody here should go to Vegas with the thought of betting on us to win the championship. And I know somebody will say, gosh, what a Debbie Downer. There's a chance. What if they work really hard? It's probably not going to happen. But that's not the point. And very honestly, I could care less. But the point is to develop this group and give them the best possible opportunity to have long NBA careers.
Yeah. How about that honesty? The only thing he didn't say was we're out here trying to tank for Victor Wembanyama. That's the only thing Popovich didn't say. Man, we know if the team sucks, the team sucks. We don't need the coach to lie through his teeth about it. We don't even need the question asked. We see right in front of us what it is. And so if your NFL team sucks and it's disappointing and they got a 3-3 record, yeah, sure, maybe they could turn things around. A lot of these divisions are oh so close. Everybody in the NFC West has 3 wins. You can go up. You can go down. Yeah, some teams, they got zero chance now. Like the Raiders. I don't see no damn bounce back. They're going to go on a winning streak, maybe, but unlikely. Hit me up if it happens. It's the JR Sport Beat Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Jack, thank you for an amazing job the past 2 days, man. Thank you so much.
I'll tell you, JR, the past 48 hours have flown by. I cannot remember 2 days that have gone by this quickly. Thank you so much for having me, man. It's always a great time.
Not a problem, man. I wish you nothing but a great weekend. And to all of our listeners as well, there is no show without you. Look, I'm going to be back Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you miss me too much while I'm gone, it's real simple. You can find me. I'm on social media everywhere. It is at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on all social media. If you've missed a minute of the show tonight, all you have to do, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY, and you can take CBS Sports Radio with you everywhere. I hope you have an amazing weekend. I hope there are no disappointments. I'm done. JR Sport Brief's show is a wrap, but don't move. Hickey, Ryan Hickey, he's damn good. He's coming up next.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports, interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me, I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast. What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports, interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me, I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.